Hi, everybody. How are you? This is J.M. Joe Marchesani welcoming you once again in 2023 to Time Capsule Discoveries. This is not the Time Capsule show. That program is still celebrated over on Jim and Nikki's Harmony Train website. But this is a new show that I've done for a number of years on Tony Fournier's Vocal Group Harmony website. And the theme of the show is I play high-quality rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony that I believe we never played on the Time Capsule show, according to my records and according to my memory. Now, that certainly doesn't mean that you haven't heard these before. There are wonderful DJs throughout the net that are still playing the music, and I'm positive that there's nothing new here. But to me, they are, and I wanted to share my love of this music with you, and thank you, Tony, for letting me come every year and do this show. We're going to kick it off with an up-tempo number from 1953, recorded for the Parrot label, but unreleased. Here are the Swans with Will You Be Mine?
Won't you, baby, answer my plea? Yes, will you be mine? Yes,
The Swans, unreleased, Parrot recording, 1953, Will You Be Mine? And no one knows who is in this group, and I've checked a number of sources. I want to make sure you know that I'm dedicating this show to a good, good friend that we lost in 2022, Bill Shabilsky, a great friend of Tom and I, passed away early in that year. But it happened in Chicago as he was visiting his daughter-in-law and his granddaughter, and we didn't hear about this until after the 2022 Time Capsule show was already up and running for a while. Bill was the first listener to the Time Capsule show back in March of 1963. He was the first visitor to the station. He was a good friend. We went on trips throughout the eastern U.S., or the eastern half of the country, looking for old rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group records that we could bring back and play on the show. Bill had a car, Tom and I did not, so he took us all over. First it was Buffalo, and then we went to Cleveland and Chicago and St. Louis and Cincinnati and Kansas City, and we went as far as we could go to bring back great records for your enjoyment. And I dedicate this show to Bill. He was a good friend. He and I went to basketball games together at St. John's. We double dated. And I hope that wherever he is, he's listening to the show and enjoying it. Hi to Charlie Horner. He's done so much for the music, and I follow everything that he does. And I am very impressed. He has been doing this ever since the late 60s, early 70s in Philadelphia, and he just is doing an amazing job with his museums in New Jersey and his newsletter and other things that Charlie's been involved in. Hi also to Joel Katz, to Jerry McKenna of Minnesota, to Carrie Ann O'Doherty, to Joel Schwartz, Ed Carlson, Phil Beauchamp, and I hope you all will enjoy this next twin spin. The old rhythm, blues, and rock and roll groups were great in person. They didn't need music. So here are two live performances by classic groups. The first is Beside My Love by The Dubs. Now this is the Cleveland Still Dubs, not the Richard Blandon Dubs. But their lead, Leslie Anderson, sounds very much like Richard. This is live at the UGHA in 1986. Leslie's backed up by Bernard Jones, John Truesdale, Cleveland Still, of course, and Steve Brown. And then after that, the Nutmegs, the great group from Connecticut that started as the Rajahs. This was recorded live sometime in the early 70s. I don't know where or exactly when. The well-known members of the group are Leroy Griffin, Sonny Griffin, Eddie Martin, Leroy McNeil, Sonny Washburn, and don't know how many of these are actually on this. There's a rumor that this was at the New York Academy of Music, but I can't verify that. I hope you now enjoy a look at classic groups doing live a cappella.
That's where you stand. Just holding her hand beside my love. That's where I'll always be. For there's no other love for me beside my
good. 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 Good.
Should be excellent. And before that, the Cleveland Steel Dubs at a UGHA meeting in 1986, an a cappella live version of Beside My Love. So my voice is a little hoarse because I've just spent a month at home with COVID. I was super safe for almost 3 years, and then I started being a little bit more careless, but things were okay. But my wife came down with it, didn't realize it, and I got it, and I did a rebound and have been home for a month, so my voice may sound a little different to you. I talked about people doing shows on the net, and there are many great ones. Jim, Night Train, The K, The Sound of the City. John Galindo with his show Vinyl Treasures, and John plays original recordings. And hi also to Mike Bauer, who provides a lot of information about the music to his listserv, to Tom Hartford, who does the New Jersey parties when he can, Duop Mark, to Bob Friedman of the Sparrows, who's in the Carolinas, and we've been in touch, and finally to Jerry Zwecker, who does a show as Count Duop on the net. So many people doing shows for way longer than I did. We're going to move now with groups from the 1960s that have the 50s sound. Both of these are from 1960, but they sound much earlier. First, we've got an unreleased recording from the Do Re Mi label, Jimmy Hurt and the Del Rios. Now, there are a lot of groups with that name. If it happens to be the Memphis Del Rios, which I'm not saying it is, usually those are William Bell, Louis Williams, Norman West, and James Taylor. This is Are You Old Enough? Unreleased. Then here is a released record on an L.A. label, the Shade label, also 1960, but sounds a lot earlier. Little Sammy and an unknown group. Sammy is really Sammy Hagen, and he sang with the Premieres on the Dig label, My Darling, which we played on the program. He also sang with the Viscounts on Capitol, Out of My Heart, another Time Capsule favorite. And here he is with a group that no one knows. There's a lot of background stories, but no one's sure. This is called Can You Love Me? Two early 60s songs with the 1950s flavor.
Are you old enough?
You understand?
Sammy Hagen and an unknown group, 1960, on the Shade label, an L.A. label, Can You Love Me? Nice. And before that, same year, on the Do Re Mi label, but actually it's unreleased, so he recorded it for them, Jimmy Hurt and the Del Rios, Are You Old Enough? This has been a big year for me. I retired in August after 50 years at the university, and I'm trying to find my way through retirement. It is not easy, but I have lots of things to keep me busy, including this show. At one time I thought, well, 60 years, that's a nice round number, I won't do any more. But now I'm thinking I'm going to come back, God willing, in 2024, because I enjoy searching for these high-quality rhythm and blues and rock and roll songs that I don't believe we played. I have a book, two books, of all the songs we played, but I don't have the songs that Tom played in New York when I moved to Iowa. I'm sure these songs were played by people like George Tompkins, Sal Mondrone, many others, including the ones I recently mentioned, and I'll mention more soon. So I'd like to say hello, of course, and thank Tony Fournier for making this show possible. Marv Goldberg is really responsible for virtually all the information that I get, and also responsible for the information that goes on my TCS Guy YouTube site. Without Marv, I think I would spend 10 times much time and maybe still not come up with the high quality that he does. I am forever grateful to Marv. Hi to Bob Gronenberg. We stay in touch. He travels the world. He listens to shows. My good friend Bill Price from Western Pennsylvania and Galen Gart. So for all of you, I hope you'll enjoy two a cappella songs. First, an up-tempo song by The Chessmen. That's a relic group from the early 60s, and we played them on the Time Capsule show, but I don't believe we played this one. They were discovered on Ted Mack's Amateur Hour, and the group consists of James Myers, William Ramirez, Ted Ziffer, Tommy Reyes, and Arthur Crank. This is Ways of Romance, and they wrote this. And then after that, The Ships, a group that was named after the Heartbeats. And one of the members of The Ships is a longtime listener to the Time Capsule show and Time Capsule Discoveries. And that's why the song they're about to do is a little bit of an oddball that you probably wouldn't hear elsewhere. These are The Ships with You're the Dream. That's a song done by the Marvellos on Theron in 1955, and we played it many times on the Time Capsule show. Tommy Scheider, Richie Camacho, Charles Coleman, John Barlow, and Tommy Lockhart. They formed in 1992, and they have been very impressive ever since.
Won't ever take me back again to be your loving man. I'll try even harder and maybe understand the ways of romance. Give me one more chance.
Ways of romance. Give me one more chance.
Ever saw a star shining from afar? Ever saw my heart? No, we'll never part. For I love you, and I'll never be untrue.
I love you, never be untrue. Darling, I have promised each and every way to make you happy for all of the days.
If I should cry, tell a lie, well I guess I'll even die. Whoa, won't you take me back again to be your loving man? I'll try even harder and maybe understand the ways of romance. Give me one more chance.
Ways of romance. Give me one more chance. Ways of romance. Give me one more chance.
People. You're the dream. You set my soul on fire. You're the dream. You are my one desire. You're the dream. You're the one for me. Soul on fire, you're the dream, you're the one for me.
Your beauty, a vision I see, it tells me that you're the one for me. Your lips are as sweet as a rose. So darling, it pleases me to know
who you're the dream. You send my soul on fire. You're the dream. You are my one desire.
So darling, it pleases me to know
who you're the dream. You set my soul on fire. You're the dream. You are my one desire. You're the dream.
Tommy Scheider and the Sheps, You're the Dream. Great a cappella here on Time Capsule Discoveries. And before that, an up-tempo a cappella song released on Relic in 1964, Ways of Romance by the Chessmen. Hi to Richie Reicheg, Hutch of the Encounters, Angelo Pompeo. I get probably half of these songs from Angelo's list, and many of those songs come from Frank Ciccarale, and I appreciate that. That's how I discover songs that are great and that we never played. Hello also to Doo-Wop Frank. Thank you for the contests. And to Neil Hirsch, who provided all those early doo-wop party tapes to me that eventually wound up on the TCS Guy YouTube site. To Dave Hinckley, who wrote many great articles about the TCS and the music at various times. And also to Jim Santa Barbara, who has a great show that features all this music, The Sound of the City. Like all the others, these people have been around for a long, long time, and I've just, in comparison, not been around for all that long. Yeah, Tom and I might have started the trend of giving all the information and playing the really odd, great songs, but other people have taken that and run with it. We're going to conclude part one of the show with Otis Williams and the Charms. This is unreleased, recorded for Deluxe in the spring of 1954. After Hearts of Stone, the Charms started to do a lot of cover records, and then they went into some country, but the early Charms were definitely rhythm and blues. Otis Williams, Roland Bradley, Joe Penn, Richard Parker, and Donald Peake. The original Charms, This Love of Mine.
This love of mine goes on and on, all life is empty since you've been gone.
The Charms, unreleased, recorded for Deluxe in the spring of 1954. Otis Williams, Roland Bradley, Joe Penn, Richard Parker, and Donald Peake. The Charms with This Love of Mine. I hope you've enjoyed the first part of Time Capsule Discoveries and that you'll find time to come back and do part two with me. More of the same, Joe's definition of high-quality rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony from the 50s and also the early 60s. So have a good remainder of the day and hope to see you soon.